We're talking now with Dr. Kim Anderson, of course, Oklahoma State University. Kim, we're entering into what we traditionally think as the harvest season in the Southern Plains. How many bushels of wheat we've really got to harvest this year is still very much up in the air, but market still seems, is it starting to behave a little bit like a normal harvest season or not?
I don't know how it could act like a normal harvest season because, one, we're not going to know how little we produce, if you want to put it that way, until we cross the scales with it. We don't know what the quality is going to be. You recall back in 2009, 2010, when we had poor quality wheat, the basis was $1 to $1.30 below the Kansas City or the KC contracts now. So there's a lot of unknowns out there.
As far as the basis between KC and Chicago, the hard versus the soft, it's been pretty significant over the last several weeks.
Yeah, there's a good spread between the soft red winter wheat and the hard red winter wheat on those Chicago contracts. That will probably hold because that soft red winter wheat crop is coming in relatively good. There's probably going to be higher yields or at least production than last year, where you've got just the opposite with the hard red winter wheat, where we're going to have lower production than last year and maybe slightly lower quality.
At this point, would you say if a guy has not done any marketing as of yet of the 2014 crop, does he just need to stand aside for a little bit longer?
If I knew I was going to harvest some wheat, I'd probably go ahead and price some and lock in this basis and lock in the board price. The odds of it going higher, if it comes in below expectation, the futures could go up, but that could be offset by a lower basis depending on that quality. I, as a producer, probably would not forward contract or price them because I just don't know how much I'm going to deliver to the elevator, and I don't want to sell more than I can bring in.
I guess what that same is true at this point. If you haven't done any marketing decisions on canola, you think?
Yes, I'd say the same on canola. You talk to them. The canola people tell me that the canola probably hasn't been hurt as bad as the wheat has, that it's still going to come in relatively good, but it's still unknown qualities. And, you watch that canola, the contract and prices, it's relatively stable right now, and so I probably wouldn't price that either.
When you think about it, one of the things you've preached down through the years is your mechanical marketing strategy, a third. Is that, a year like this, does that still really do a producer pretty good?
I think a producer's got to have a written marketing plan. With all the uncertainty we have in the markets, both in the price and the quantity, I think it's extremely important that they have written marketing plans, and that marketing plan should be based on certain production levels. If they get half a crop, they're going to do such and such. If they get a third of a crop, they're going to do. And as they cross the scales, note how much they're getting and follow a written marketing plan. I do like the mechanical strategies. We're going in with a relatively high price this year. I'd probably price a higher percentage at harvest than I normally do. But, if we lose another crop in one of the foreign countries, the price could go up another $1, $1.50.
Last question, Kim. You're not obviously in agribusiness, but yet you work with our elevators a great deal. This type of a disaster is kind of a wipeout. It's been fairly frequent in the last few years. How badly does this hurt our country folks?
Oh, well, they're handling half a crop. They make their money. They pay their bills by the bushels of wheat and the margin on that wheat. I would expect that the elevators will increase that margin. In other words, the basis to the farmer would go down because they've got costs that they have to cover with less bushels.